Galatians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through a man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all of the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave himself for our sins to rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I'm amazed that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another gospel at all. There are, however, some who are trying to disturb you by perverting the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven would preach any gospel other than the one we preached to you, a curse on him. As we have said before, so I now say again, if anyone preaches to you any gospel other than the one you received, a curse on him. Am I now seeking the favor of people or of God? Or am I striving to please people? If I were still trying to gain the approval of people, I would not be a servant of Christ. But I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation from Jesus Christ. Certainly you have heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I used to persecute the Church of God to an extraordinary degree and try to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my own people, because I was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. However, God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me, so that I would preach him among the Gentiles. At that time, I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood, and I did not go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Instead, I went away into Arabia, and then I returned again to Damascus. Next, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to meet Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now about the things I am writing to you, look, I assure you in the presence of God that I am not lying. Then I went to the regions of Syria and Cilicia. I was still personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They heard only, the one who was persecuting us is now preaching the faith that he once tried to destroy. And they were praising God for what happened to me.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.